You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Students throughout the Bay Area join their peers around the country walking out of classes to protest gun violence today.
The NRA has got to go. Hey, hey.
Hundreds of San Francisco high school students left morning classes to join a rally outside City Hall to demand more gun control laws and an end to school shootings. People in passing buses applauded the students as they marched from City Hall through downtown streets. Many students raised fists in the air and stood in silence while the names of Parkland victims were read through a megaphone. Different schools took part in different ways. There were morning assemblies at elementary schools. Students at Diablo High School in Concord demonstrated after breaking through a gate that administrators had locked before the 10 a.m. call to action. We had two reporters stationed in San Francisco high schools this morning. Zaina Nasser went to June Jordan School for Equity, and Asal Ehsanipour was right here at Philip and Sala Burton High School, where KALW studios are located. They join me now. And Zaina, let's start with you. What did you find at June Jordan?
Well, it was a pretty quiet day at June Jordan today. It was rainy and the hallways were empty when I came in because everyone was in class. And I spoke to Matt Alexander, an administrator at June Jordan, and he led me to Kathleen Purcell's classroom, a humanities teacher. And she was teaching a class on gun violence. And as it turns out, she's been teaching that class all month.
Will you guys share? All right. So here's how the ritual works.
So she was just going through with her normal curriculum. She was very aware that today is a significant day and that the walkouts were happening, but she had no expectations and she wasn't directing her students to do anything in particular. She was teaching her class. And so I observed that. And what they were doing is reading, they were reading testimonies or descriptions, rather, of people who had been killed by gun violence over the course of the past decade or so. And they were honoring those people.
Tidmir Rice, 12, was shot and killed by Cleveland police after officers mistook his toy gun for a real weapon. The two police officers involved...
So not so much of a walkout, but kind of a teach-in.
Kind of a teach-in. And then at 10 a.m., two students from that classroom did walk out. The teacher, Kathleen Purcell, acknowledged it.
If people are going to the walkout, now would be the time to do it. Okay.
And so I followed those two students out. We walked down the hallway. We gathered outside in the courtyard. A few other students joined. There was a brief PA announcement saying, kind of muffled, meet in the parking lot or something like that. Some students went there, and that was pretty much it.
Okay. And so there wasn't a big walkout. Why did they say why that was? Was it encouraged at the school? Did they talk about it before today?
The students themselves, some were for the walkout and they were definitely in support.
Well, my name is Sofia Gutierrez and nobody ever asked us for our opinion, especially the fact that we're students and we go to the school. And that's something that I feel like a lot of us are very frustrated and just tired and fed up because we just want to be heard.
But some were very much questioning the very idea of a walkout and why this specific event is getting the attention it is when, as we know, communities such as the community in Excelsior, the communities that a lot of these students come from, have been experiencing gun violence their whole lives in many different ways.
So this question of why now?
Yeah.
Only.
Why now?
Why just now?
And why these kids?
Why middle class kids?
Yeah.
Right. Because we've been hearing reactions like that, I think, around the Bay Area and around the country. Asal, you were closer to home. You were right here in the building. We are located inside Philip and Sala Burton High School. So what did you see?
So I got here at around 9 a.m. this morning while the students were still in class. I made my way out to the field, and as I was walking over there through the halls, there were posters, orange posters, that were advertising the walkout today, encouraging students to participate. Right at 10 a.m. during advisory, that's when students started pouring out of classrooms out onto the field.
You guys, please come to the field. Thanks for coming out.
We're together, about 150 students formed the number 17 together on the field. In honor of the 17 victims of the shooting in Parkland last month.
What are they doing?
Make it 17.
It was organized by two students primarily, Rebecca Kavanaugh and Patricia Fong, who are part of the student government.
We really don't want to lose the momentum because we feel like the country is listening to young people right now. And we feel like as young people, because we've been affected, we can ask the government for change.
So it was entirely student-led. Together, they helped rally the students, kind of making the number 17 a little bit clearer. And the students were really excited, you know, they were cheering, they were talking, they were laughing. It was actually kind of a joyous event, slowly followed by a 5-minute moment of silence where the students were wearing orange and they put away their phones, and it was quite respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the students here at Burden are personally affected by gun violence, so there was a really pointed mission to today's action. Both the organizers told me that it's something that they've experienced, whether through police brutality or from the neighborhoods that they grew up in. So it's personal for them.
Right. Anything else you observed?
Yeah, after that, actually, once the moment of silence was over, the students left Burden High School, and 250 of them about participated in a silent walkout from the school over to City Hall, joined by 10 to 15 other high schools around
San
Francisco.
Walking down the hill,
More students than even who participated in on the field during that walkout. So they all left the school together, all students accompanied by a couple of teachers for safety reasons. It's really profound, I think, seeing how excited they were to do that.
I support everyone, everything. Woo! No gun violence.
So, Zaina, at June Jordan School for Equity, do you feel the lack of a big walkout is kind of a protest against the protest?
Yeah, for some students, it was that. Two students in particular, Carla and Lisbeth, wrote a letter.
My name is Carla. Good morning. Today we are writing to you about why we are personally not walking out. We do not support the walkout because the movement leaves out the people dying in our neighborhoods.
The hashtag Never Again movement is advocating for the ban of assault weapons, but our communities are being killed by handguns. They are fighting for background checks, but the people from our communities buy guns from off the street.
Okay. Anything else any of you would like to add?
Maybe just the difference there. I mean, I think that at Burton, what I saw and what I heard is that they have a specific rallying cry to ban assault weapons and to increase background checks because of the police brutality and gun violence that they see in their neighborhood. So really the same situation, but the opposite outcome amongst students and that kind of activism on their part.
Between these two high schools that are literally miles apart. How many miles? Is it like a mile?
Yeah, that's only like a 2-minute drive away.
Right.
From each other.
Such varying and different reactions.